Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message for our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take three deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you're breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grain slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head, like a pillow as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy warm sand, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Growing Up. A calm breeze circled Sashi Snake, and the little snake sighed. Slowly, Sashi slipped through the flowers and leaves, looking for a place to rest. The little snake looked a bit faded. His usual deep green appeared a bit gray. The patterns on his skin had disappeared. His bright yellow stripe looked white. Even the sparkle in his eyes seemed clouded over. As Sashi searched, he heard a cheerful voice. "Hi, Sashi." It was Freddy Frog, hopping alongside of him. "How are you?" Sashi stopped and said flatly, "Hi, Freddy. I'm okay, I guess." "Hi, Freddy. Hi, Sashi." Tad and Tanner had hopped up. Once he could see everyone's lips, Tad said, "We're on our way to the pond. Want to come?" Tad watched for their responses. Freddy looked right at Tad and said, "That sounds like fun. What do you think, Sashi?" Sashi turned his head away and mumbled, "No, thanks." "Sashi, Tad can't hear you. It helps to look at him when you talk, so he knows what you said," Tanner reminded the little snake. So Sashi turned towards Tad and said, "The pond is cold and slimy. I'd rather do something else." And with that, the little snake hurried away. Tad, Tanner, and Freddy felt surprised. Their friend usually acted friendly. They wondered what was wrong with Sashi as they hopped off to the pond. Sashi wondered what was wrong too. He felt itchy and uncomfortable. The little garter snake decided to take a deep dragon breath. That usually helped. So, with a deep breath in and out, Sashi realized he had been pretty crabby with his friends. He took another deep dragon breath in and out. And thought he should probably apologize. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. He still felt itchy and realized that he should probably wait to apologize until after he figured out how to help himself feel better. Otherwise, the little garter snake was likely to grumble at his friends again. Sashi wondered if his crabbiness had anything to do with his dull skin. Just then he heard a giggle and looked down. The little snake had slithered across some green toes. Then Sashi looked up and saw the dragon smiling and looking down. The dragon smiled and gently picked the little snake up, gently scratching Sashi's belly. The little snake sighed. It felt so good. Then the dragon set Sashi down next to an old log. The log had plenty of rough edges. The dragon's eyes twinkled as the dragon leaned up to a tree and scratched. Sashi realized what the dragon was saying and began to scratch his back on the log. It felt great. Sashi scratched and scratched. He heard a rip and kept right on scratching. Sashi heard more ripping, and then, with one big scratch, he slipped right out of his old skin. Sashi looked at himself. His colors were back. His patterns were back. And he knew he felt great. The twinkle returned to his eyes. He thought he had grown too. The little snake quickly slithered around the log, enjoying the feeling. He stopped by his old skin. It was clear, with the patterns of his scales set into it. Sashi slipped over to the dragon and said, "Thank you. I feel so much better now. I need to tell my friends. I'm sorry for acting so grumpy. Do you know where the pond is?" The dragon smiled and pointed. Off the little garter snake slithered, excited to show his friends his brand new skin, and feeling a little worried. They might still feel frustrated or hurt from before. Quickly, he reached the pond and said, "Hi, Freddy. Hi, Tanner." And making sure Tad could see him, "Hi, Tad." The frog and toads were glad to see their friend was back to his normal, cheerful self. "I'm sorry I acted so crabby earlier. I was feeling very uncomfortable in my skin." "Oh," Tanner said, "was that the problem?" "You were acting so strange," Freddy said. "Your colors look brighter than before, and I think you might be longer," Tad said. "I am," Sashi said with pride. "I grew, so I needed to shed my skin. Now I know. So the next time I grow, I'll remember to scratch my skin off instead of crabbing at you guys." "We'd like that. We'll all be more comfortable," Freddy said with an understanding smile. Then Sashi opened his mouth wide in a great yawn. All the excitement of the morning had caught up with him. The others yawned too. "I think it's time for a nap," Tanner said. "There's a cozy rock over there," Tad said, and pointed to a rock bathed in sunlight. The four friends headed over to the rock and each found their own spot in the sun. Sashi curled up in a tight coil. He was thankful to have learned the signs of when it was time for him to shed his skin, so that now he could take care of himself. He was happy he felt well again. Most of all, Sashi was grateful his friends understood and accepted his apology. The little garter snake squeezed himself tight and then relaxed, wishing the others happiness as well. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Sashi relaxed onto the warm rock. The little snake took another dragon breath. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Sashi's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep in the cozy sunlight.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island.
See you next time.